If you had one wish, what would you wish for? What would you guys wish for? Have you thought about it? I would wish for 25 more wishes. I really don't know what the rules are for wishes, and I could spin my wheels trying to come up with the perfect one. One thing I would love to do is go back in time and be in that private meeting between Jesus and his disciples. Did you catch the last line? He spoke to them all in parables. But to his disciples, he spoke plainly. I wish Jesus would speak plainly to me. Because I really struggle with parables. I really struggle with these parables we have this morning about the kingdom of God. He said the kingdom of God was like a great big cedar of Lebanon. Oh, that makes sense. The kingdom is big, sturdy, majestic, beautiful, powerful. But no, he says, the kingdom of God is like hay, grass. I'm allergic. The kingdom of God is like a shrubbery. I don't grow things. I'm not a farmer. All the plants in my house are fake. I have trouble with agriculture images. And so I really struggle. The kingdom of God, it's like this seed scattered. The mustard seed, small seed, grows up to be a big plant. Well, I suppose the kingdom is subtle. Kingdom is growing. We don't notice unless we pay attention. Terry Merrigan has a wonderful description of the kingdom of God. And Terry says, the kingdom of God is the already, not yet. I love that description. The already, not yet. It means that we do not experience the kingdom to the full, absolutely, completely, but we do experience the kingdom. We get a glimpse, we get a taste. Every time we come together, the kingdom is ushered forth. Every time we celebrate the sacraments, the kingdom is present. Anytime someone realizes God really loves me, the kingdom is there. Anytime we pass on our faith to a little one, the kingdom is made present. Anytime we act out of love, compassion, mercy, just because that is who we are, just because we are disciples, not because we're going to get something out of it, there is the kingdom. And we get a glimpse, we get a taste, we get an image of the kingdom. We experience it. Anytime we are shown forgiveness, anytime we offer forgiveness, kingdom is made present. The already, not yet. We know the kingdom. We experience the kingdom. We taste the kingdom. This week, pay attention. Identify where the kingdom is breaking forth in our lives. Also, identify where you can help others experience the kingdom, to get a taste, to get a glimpse, to get a feel for what God's kingdom, God's reign is all about.